Coming out, so you better start this party brutal. Get this party started with the brutal dudes. Get the pink red shitty music, and I just say dudes, brutal dudes and pink, cause pink is shitty.
This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J Mac.
Brutal dudes.
Did you see the person at the pink show who handed her Ziploc bag of her mother's ashes?
Ooh.
Did you guys see this?
Of Pink's ashes? What did she do with it? Pink's mom's ashes?
No. So a fan handed her a Ziploc bag, and Pink went and grabbed it. And Pink was like, "What is this?" And the person in the stands goes, "It's my mom." And she's like, "What?" And it's like, "It's," and that's all the clip that I saw. But it was like, "It's my mom. She loved you. You were so inspirational to her." And I was like,
"Not that inspirational. She died and was a bag of ashes."
Well, I mean, it happens to all of us, right?
Pink's only been out for a couple of years. She couldn't have inspired her that much.
She's been out for like 18 years, like 20 years.
That's a couple in music time, bro. Led Zeppelin's been around for like 60.
Well, yeah, but like, anyway, I saw a clip of like shit happening at concerts where people are throwing stuff at artists and stuff, and then like they included that in there for some reason, which I'm pretty happy that the person didn't chuck their mom's ashes.
I'm happy about that too, actually.
And like, just blast her in the face with a bag of ash.
Do you remember when the Psycho Stick dude told us, Pete, about the fucking bag of shit that got thrown at the what the fuck was the name of the band? Chemical Romance.
Was it? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Before they became famous, somebody threw a bag of shit at him.
Well, someone hit
him in the face, and he was just like, and he like ran off the stage. And well, the next day, his song went like fucking triple platinum or whatever the fuck it went. And he was like, "Oh, man, that's the guy that got hit with the bag of shit."
No, he was telling us that someone in the crowd really had to take a shit and like didn't want to leave. So they like took off their undershirt and then shit in it and wrapped it up and then like decided to just throw it at the My Chemical Romance guy. Which I'm like, that's fucking gross.
Being an artist in a genre that that allows itself into things like this. Has anyone ever thrown a shitty undershirt at you?
No, it's never happened.
Has anything weird ever been thrown at you on stage?
No, nothing's ever been thrown on stage that I'm aware of.
Really?
Yeah. Not at us. I mean, stuff has made it up on the stage, but just because people are like moshing in front of the stage and shit just gets knocked onto the stage sometimes. But nobody's ever thrown anything that I'm aware of.
Before I ask my titty question, I think we should do an introduction proper. Welcome back to the show. We're about to get some interesting discourse.
What kind of transition? By the way, I'm sorry, titty question. But no, nothing's ever been thrown on stage that I'm aware of.
I'm not saying that titties would have been thrown up.
Yeah, I was like, this is where I'm thinking this is going.
No. But what's the naked titty ratio in your show? Do they just come out?
Oh,
do you have to call for them?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good?
Yeah.
They just pop them out?
Yeah.
Is it a lot of like weird, and this isn't meant to be like offensive, like weird goth tattooed titties?
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
Is that better? Do you think that's better?
I mean, I'm married, so I don't think anything.
Okay, yeah. But I mean, like, as far as like, but as far
in case
as like,
she listens to the show.
Yeah, right. She's not.
I don't think anything of it. I've never thought about another city before.
Ever.
Oh man, I don't know. I feel
the titty ratio is pretty good.
I feel like the nipples are an important thing to not cover with tattoos.
So Christian is a self-described nipple snob.
Okay.
He has strong opinions on nipples. He doesn't like nipples that are too dark. They can't be too light. Like, it's got to be a certain circumference that he's looking for.
Really? The color has to be?
Yeah.
The color has never bothered me.
He's really put off by nipples that are too light.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, it looks like it fades into the skin.
Yeah.
I don't like really that either. I have a girlfriend who
red. He doesn't like super dark where it's like weird. It's fine if the girl has darker skin. But if it clashes with, like, if she's really pale and it's, like, super dark nipples, that's weird. But pale nipples are really what...
I had a girlfriend with very pale nipples, but they were, like, they were probably about a half-inch nub at the top, and they were big tits, and they were nice. But, like, they were definitely, like, very light, and faded in, but it didn't really bother me that much. I have seen nipples on a chick that is like super dark, like looks like a Tootsie Roll got shot out of a gun and it landed on the girl's chest, and that's gross to me. Like I feel like I feel like that's chewing a fig, and I don't like chewing figs unless they're in Newtons.
I don't
know if that's fruit and cake.
I don't think I feel too one way or another about it. It just has to, I think personally, with anything, it has to make sense on that person's body.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. So like my friend Vex always talks about dick to body ratio. Like a big dick or a small dick is relative to the size of the person.
Right.
So like if somebody is a real small guy, like real thin, real short, and he's got like just a slightly above average dick on a regular size guy, it's going to look huge on him and vice versa.
Right.
Like a real big guy who has like an average size dick, it's going to look small in him.
Right.
The rest of his... So it's all about that ratio, finding that right dick to body ratio.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of the same way, I guess.
Nipple or tit to body ratio.
I guess the whole thing, like it just has to make sense.
Because titties for me, and Pete, I don't know if you want to chime in on this when I'm done with this. Titties to me, I can appreciate larger ladies with titties, but I can't appreciate titties that are smaller than the gut that's holding them up. Like, I don't care if you're bigger there, like if you're a little rotund, as long as your titties are bigger than your gut, I think that that's okay. When they're smaller, I don't like that. I don't like that compact Miss Piggy look. I like the fucking Dolly Parton look. Pete, how do you feel?
Sorry, no, I'm trying to like, I'm listening, but I'm also like, I'm still stuck on the nipple snob thing. Like, I was just like, it's fascinating to me that, well, it's good that your friend knows that about themselves.
It's good to have just standards. Like, I agree. I think you should. I think if you feel a certain way about a nipple, you shouldn't go at it.
Or just like, or if you just like, if you know, like, hey, look, like this is just something that's just like, for me, it's just not gonna.
Yeah.
But I never like heard of that or considered that before in my life. I was like, yeah, that's the thing that's been like stuck in my mind and thinking about it.
I like button candy nipples, so they're like little nubs. I don't like
they're multicolored
cigarette nips.
Like that's you like multicolored. Where
it looks like somebody put their fucking butt out on the chest tray.
There was some actress, and I don't know if it was like a modeling thing or if it was in a movie, but she had a nude scene, and I remember just being fascinated in a weird way, like a weird fascination with her nipples. Because they just looked odd.
Cindy Crawford?
I don't know.
Because that was for me in Fair Game. She had odd, like her nipples looked like her mole. And that bothered me. I was like, is it all one thing? And it just like separated on her body?
It could have been a third nipple.
Like she could pull it off as like a fucking bolo snare and throw it at people and then like bring it back to her, like scorpion into her fucking chin. Cindy Crawford.
I mean, this has to be a fighting game move now. This is reminding me of
Battle Cindy.
Remember Rocko's Modern Life with really, really big man and his nipples of the future that he could just like suck a shin cup onto your face? This is giving me that vibe.
Remember when he met the little poots?
Yes.
They were like little pieces, little shits.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, little poots. And he went,
little poots.
Like, oh, no. Pete, that's the perfect voice. You got it.
Little poots. Yeah,
dude, that show is my jam.
I fucking love that show.
My favorite episode, absolutely my favorite episode of all time, is where Rocko becomes an underwear model, and people are looking at his ass, and it like makes him uncomfortable. And they're fucking chasing him through the world or through the thing, and the fucking chair or the couch is chasing him, and it's like, hey, sit on me, hey, sit on me. I'm like, that's so fucking dumb, but it was so great. Oh, and Wacky Deli. They're my two favorite episodes.
There's a movie. I can't remember the name of it, but it's about a guy who makes jeans, like assless jeans, that become...
It's a movie. They make movies about everything.
Yeah, I know. So he makes basically assless chaps, but jeans.
So he basically is Prince.
And yeah, and they become like the it's a comedy, like mocking fashion and things like that, but they become like this popular thing where people are just walking around with their asses out all the time in the context of the movie,
which and ended up happening because they went crisscross like their pants sagged.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, I was just wondering because I is that like a very musical thing? Like, does it matter what kind of music it is? Or because I feel like country probably gets tons of tits,
probably.
I've been to
many shows. I've been to many like metal and rock concerts, and I think Rammstein was like the first show where I saw boobs out. And I mean, but I also didn't go to like Ozfest. I never went to Warped Tour. I never did any of those like big festivals and stuff. But I've been to many shows, and it's just like Rammstein was like the one, and they spent a good like they're probably changing sets or changing outfits or something, but they spent a good like I think like 15 minutes doing crowd work, just like focusing in on different people in the crowds, just like trying to get them to flash. It was up on the Jumbotron. I was like, wow, they are really all about it.
I have to say that I'm probably a musical tit veteran. Because I've been to a couple Ozfests. I've been to a Lollapalooza. I've been where the Ozfest, they used to paint girls. They used to talk girls into getting their titties painted. That was the coolest thing ever. Because painting takes a while. So you see a lot of tit, real tit.
Yeah.
Not like porno tit or like movie tit. You see real tit.
What threw me, because like I've been to Ozfests and festivals and different things, and you're used to kind of seeing a lot of nudity there. So I was accustomed to that. What threw me is I remember going to a few like small club shows where people were doing that, and that was weird. Like, as much as I'd seen so much at like Ozfest and different Motley Crue and different things, like going to like a small club show where there's like 50 of us, that was weird.
It's like, all right guys, you ready for Better Than Ezra? While you're waiting, why don't you go over there and get your girlfriend's titties painted? All right.
Yeah, like there was this, I forget.
Modest Yahoo? Story.
Yeah. Modest Yahoo.
If you guys are here for Yellow Card, go get your tits painted.
I don't even remember what the show was, but we were at some show and Jen was just like staring past me, and I look over and there's some like topless girl. And I was just like, this is so weird because this is like a bar. Like this is, we're not at Ozfest. Like, there's 50, like, everybody can see everybody who's here. Like, it would be like if you were just at a party at your house and somebody just started taking their clothes off.
Dude, Trapped is my favorite band. Check out my titties. Yeah.
It was just the weirdest thing. And again, I'd been to 100 shows at that point where there was topless women. So this wasn't weird. The context made it weird. Like, where we were. Like, oh, this is odd.
Yeah, I remember when I had seen titties at concerts and stuff, and then I saw my first real titty.
Mm.
I was like, oh, they're way more glorious up close. It's like seeing rare butterflies. Like, when you see them, you don't believe they exist. Like, you're just like, yeah, they're there, they're real. But till you see it in the flesh, you're just like, oh.
I
remember this girl opened her shirt and it was like a fucking sun ray came out and it like warmed my face, and I'm like, wow.
Butterfly from Crazy Town started playing.
I said it's so warm here. The rain dried on my face when she was like, come here, embrace my bosom.
The craziest one, and it was part of it, it's still the most naked people I've ever seen in a show. It was Lords of Acid. And to add to it, I was there with my conservative Christian dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, immediately, like, we walked in and we saw one of the bands. We were talking to them and they were like, hey, man, you want some drugs? And I was like, this is my dad. We're like, you can have some, too. And I was like, that's not how I meant that.
Like, that's, you took that the wrong way, bro.
You didn't interpret that the way it
was. You did not pass the vibe check.
Yeah.
The vibe check did not work.
Yeah. And we were, oh man, the side of the stage, and I got a nice vagina flash.
Ooh,
like right in front of my dad, right after like he was kind of calming down. And I was just like, yeah, that was weird that there was a bunch of naked people earlier, but I mean, everything's cool now. What's the worst that could happen? And this girl's like, look at my face. I was just like, all right. I didn't see that coming.
Wow, that left field. That came out of left field.
I swear this time, that usually doesn't happen.
So, I don't know if this is because my dad is not a conservative Christian. So, my dad was pretty much, I would probably say, the opposite of your dad. In
he was so stoked when I was ready to go to my first show that he like bought tickets and organized. It was in Allentown. It was Weezer. It was when Weezer was not famous yet. It was the Blue Album. It had just come out. They were doing clubs. They did the Crocodile Rock Cafe in Allentown, Pennsylvania. My uncle, my dad, my cousin Nicole, I think my sister went, me and my friend Bill. And there was a band called, there was opening two opening bands. I feel like they went on to be semi-popular, but not like super famous. One of them was called Teenage Fan Club. They were okay. The middle band was called That Dog. And the only reason I remember that That Dog was a band is because they had a chick lead singer with big boobs. No one listened to the music. I, being, I don't know, 14 or 15, wasn't listening to the music either. I was there for Weezer. And I distinctly remember everyone going, "Show your tits!" while she was singing, like interrupting the song. And now, you know, a responsible parent or dad would be like, "Hey, you know, guys, let's take a walk, you know, come over here." My dad was like, "Yeah!" So, and my sister and my cousin were like, "Ew!" And he's like, "Yeah, let her do it. Fuck it." So the girl showed her tits.
Did she?
Yeah, she just went. And I was like, "Boo, they were ugly." And then, but it was very much my dad embraced the tits. And we laughed about it. And it was, and Weezer was amazing. They were so good live.
I went to see Guns N' Roses at whatever the fuck Camden's called now.
Yeah. Tweeter Center.
Yeah.
I still call it Blockbuster Sony sometimes.
Blockbuster. Which holds, I think it's 25,000 people. It was sold out. We're there. We're up front, of course. And the Pretty Reckless opened. So they weren't welcome. Like, that was very clear from the start of the show. Most of the people were still, like, milling around. Couldn't give a fuck that this band was playing. Personally, I don't like them.
They're not that good.
Yeah, it's just not for me. That's fine if anybody listening likes them. I don't hate them. They're just, but I mean, it was dead silence. People were completely indifferent to the fact that this band was playing. So they were getting pissed, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And she started screaming, like, "Somebody do something or say something." And some guy just yelled, "Show your tits." And there was 25,000 people, but it was so quiet, you could hear one guy scream. Because that's how indifferent everybody was to this band. And it was just like dead silence for a minute. And she didn't, I guess, didn't know how to react. He was like, "You said say something."
That happened to me when we went to go see Fall Out Boy. Before Fall Out Boy was All American Rejects, and before All American Rejects was From First to Last, and From First to Last is fucking brutal. Like, they are insane. It's the guy who it's the lead singer Skrillex, and he screams so hard on From First to Last, he fucked his vocal cords up, and that's why he went to do Skrillex. And I was not expecting that. Like, I was like, we were rocking, we were moshing, we were having a good fucking time before seeing Fall Out Boy. And then All American Rejects comes on and they start playing like their new shit, and nobody's doing anything. And I'm like, I'm kind of bopping around a little bit. And I'm like, this is cool, I like this stuff. And like, nobody's moving, nobody's saying anything. And like, the band's kind of looking like awkward. And they're like, "All right, we'll play something older." And then they play something older and a little heavier, and like, then the crowd starts getting into it, and they're like, "Oh, that's what you wanted to hear. All right, we got you." And I was just like, "Damn." Like, they just had to change up their whole fucking shit because of the crowd vibe. I was very impressed.
We all know about my yelling on stage, my first one, but there's been plenty others too. I remember we went to the Troc to see Hoobastank, and a band named Injected opened for them. Let me say this first: Hoobastank was great.
Friends of the show, Hoobastank, come on, yeah. Anytime. Crawl.
Come on, so I can apologize to you guys for being a dick. But they're very good live. Injected is not that good. They were like just coming out at the time, and they were cool about getting booed because nobody knew who they were. But
they definitely were not expecting what I gave them. So it's truck is a small.
Yeah, like thing. I took my shirt off, shitting it, tied up the shirt.
I wiped it on my nipples, and then I fucking shot them out like fucking BBs. What I did was, so one of the things I used to say, I used to heckle bands that they suck. And I'm not saying I was this fucking amazing, like fucking legendary heckler, right? But like this day, I won and they lost. Ejected. Ejected, the only real major thing that I remember them doing, they were either on the Spider-Man 1 soundtrack, like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man soundtrack, or they were on the Daredevil soundtrack with a decent song. I think it was called Burn It Black. I don't know, whatever. They were up on stage. They weren't that good. We were waiting for Hoobah Stank. I was there with a bunch of friends, and nobody was really into Injected. They were kind of just like, all right, come on, man. Let's get off stage. And Injected's like, they're kind of being goofy, like, like trying to make jokes. It wasn't fun. And I was like, and they were like, oh, you guys liking our band? And somebody was like, get off the stage, fucking queers and stuff like that. They were like yelling at him. And it got dead quiet, and I didn't mean for it to get this quiet. It was just a moment when I said it. I was like, get off the stage or I'll rape your firstborn. And fucking everyone just goes, oh, and the band just goes. And then they just kept playing, and they like finished their set and walked off. They weren't even like, all right, we rejected. They were just like, and then they walked off the stage. Later in the show, while we were waiting for Hoobah Stank, like six people came up and were like, dude, can we get a picture with you? That was the greatest heckle ever. And they like got a picture with me like after saying that. And I was like, I'm not super proud of saying it, but I used to push myself to those limits because it was way more accepted to say shit like that than it is now. Now I would probably get beat up in the crowd or canceled. However, then funny as shit. This is the